Contemplating the gravity of our purpose exposes the frivolity of our pride. Suppose in an epidemic hit area, a doctor goes around treating and curing many patients. And suppose the doctor cures a record number of patients. That is an achievement which is noble and laudable, no doubt. But suppose the doctor starts delighting in the achievement, basking in vainglory. Vainglory means pride. See how many patients I have cured. What a doctor I am. Such a great person I am. And in the process of basking in that self-glorification, say the doctor neglects the many patients who still need to be treated and who are suffering and dying because of the disease. Then such vainglorying would be distastefully distressing, if not disastrously dangerous. When we are practicing spiritual life, and when we do something wonderful in spiritual life, and we start delighting in pride, we succumb to a similar frivolity amidst gravity. Gita wisdom helps us understand that we are all sick. Everybody is afflicted by spiritual amnesia. We are all eternal souls, but we have forgotten our eternal identity and our eternal relationship with Krishna at the spiritual level. Forgetting that real identity, we are misidentifying with our body and are chasing after worldly pleasures and are in the process getting repeated miseries. Apart from the many problems that we face in the course of our life, we also get the major problems of janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma mrityu, birth, old age, disease and death. These are universal inescapable problems. And these problems comprise the harsh realities of life. And the Bhagavad Gita says that perception of these problems is a sign of an intelligent person. This characterizes an intelligent person. In verses 13.8 to 12, Krishna lists 20 such characteristics. So in 13.9, he mentions that perception of this, these miseries, is a characteristic of an intelligent person, of a knowledgeable person. Why? Because perceiving these keeps our feet on the ground, keeps us rooted in reality, aware that this world is like an epidemic hit zone where everybody is suffering. Even if there are advertisements, even if there are promises of enjoyment, still ultimately this world is a place of suffering. To the extent we remember that, to that extent we don't get inflated by hopes for happiness and don't get distracted from spiritual practice. And in that same list, in a later verse, Krishna describes that mai chananya yogena bhaktir avyabhicharini, that mai cha ananya yogena, undistracted devotion to him, bhaktir avyabhicharini. So ananya and avyabhicharini, Krishna is using two describers to highlight the same point, that the bhakti is undeviated and undistracted. So just as a doctor who realizes how serious the situation is, how grave the emergency is, the epidemic induced calamity is, the doctor remains undistracted in treating and healing people. So now when we are practicing devotional service, we are taking the treatment. And when we start sharing the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, we start sharing Bhakti Yoga with others, then we become like doctors or assistant doctors. And given the great scarcity of spiritual knowledge, and given especially the extreme and rampant materialism of our times, anybody sharing authentic spiritual knowledge is doing a noble and laudable activity. But still, given the extent of the suffering in the world, if we start becoming proud of what we are doing, thinking that, oh, I give such great classes. I have memorized so many verses. I have distributed so many books. I have done this. If we start vainglorying in our own accomplishments in devotion, then how are we different from the doctors who delight while disease is all around them? Actually, we are different. Because in our case, that vainglorying is not just a distraction, it is also an infection. Because our disease is the disease of forgetfulness of Krishna. And that forgetfulness is caused by various anarthas, undesirable mental inclinations. And a primary among those inclinations, anarthas, is pride. So essentially, not only are we, if we succumb to pride, not only are we neglecting those whom we are meant to serve and heal, but we are succumbing to the very infection from which we are proudly thinking that we are healing others. So that's why it is utterly frivolous for a devotee to become proud of one's devotional accomplishments. And by contemplating on the misery of this world, by contemplating on the gravity of the purpose that we have been entrusted, we are among the few souls who have been entrusted through the sacred tradition coming from Krishna, the immense and exalted responsibility of sharing the process of Bhakti Yoga with the world, with as many people as we can within our reach. So this responsibility is a very great responsibility. And by meditating on this, the gravity of our purpose, we can reject the frivolity of pride whenever it arises in our heart. Thank you. Hare Krishna.